Welcome to episode 1120 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Sarah, Abraham's much-loved wife, passed away at 127 years old in Hebron. Abraham mourned deeply for her and then negotiated with the Hittites to purchase the cave of Machpelah as her burial site. This was significant because it was the first legal land possession of Abraham in Canaan, reinforcing God's promise that his descendants would inherit the land. Jewish tradition suggests Abraham was determined to secure a permanent resting place for his wife and future generations, emphasizing his faith in God's covenant. One of Abraham's most significant actions after Sarah's death was arranging a wife for his son Isaac. Concerned that Isaac should not marry a Canaanite woman, Abraham sent his trusted servant, likely Eliezer, back to his homeland to find a bride from his own people. Through divine guidance, Rebekah was chosen, and she willingly left her home to marry Isaac. This decision was pivotal for maintaining the purity of the covenant line. According to Jewish tradition, Abraham had a strong sense of responsibility in ensuring that Isaac continued in the faith of Yahweh, setting an example of spiritual leadership and covenantal commitment. After Isaac's marriage, Abraham took another wife, Keturah, who bore him 6 sons, Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shuah. These sons became the ancestors of various Arabian tribes. The Bible states, while these sons received gifts, Isaac remained the sole heir of the covenant promise, reinforcing the special status of his lineage. Non-biblical sources indicate that the Midianites, descendants of Midian, played a significant role in later biblical history, including Moses' interaction with Jethro, the Midianite priest. Jokshan had 2 notable sons, Sheba and Dadan. Sheba is likely linked to the Sabaeans, an ancient South Arabian kingdom, modern-day Yemen. The Queen of Sheba, who visited Solomon, is traditionally associated with this region. Dadan is linked to the Dadanites, a well-known trading people who lived in northern Arabia. They are mentioned in Ezekiel 27 as traders in precious goods. Shuah's name may be linked to the Shuhites, an Arabian tribe. Bildad the Shuhite, one of Job's friends, may have been from this lineage. His descendants likely settled in northwestern Arabia or southern Mesopotamia. There are little biblical or historical details about the descendants of Medan, Zimran, or Ishbak. Abraham lived to the age of 175, described as a good old age, an old man, and full of years. Before his death, he ensured that his sons from Keturah were given gifts and sent away from Isaac, preventing any conflict over inheritance. This act demonstrated Abraham's wisdom and commitment to preserving the covenantal lineage. His death marked the end of an era, but his influence continued through his descendants. The Bible records that both Isaac and Ishmael reunited to bury him in the cave of Machpelah beside Sarah, suggesting a moment of reconciliation between the two half-brothers. Rabbinic tradition sees this as a sign that Ishmael may have repented later in life, recognizing Isaac as the rightful heir of the covenant. Some Jewish commentators believe that Ishmael's presence at Abraham's burial fulfilled God's promise that he would also be blessed as a great nation. The reunion at Abraham's burial is seen by some Christian scholars as a foreshadowing of unity between nations. In this view, Ishmael represents the Gentiles, while Isaac represents the line of promise, and their eventual coming together reflects God's ultimate plan for unity among his people. The last direct biblical mention of Ishmael in relation to his father is at Abraham's burial. This suggests that despite being sent away in childhood, Ishmael remained in contact with his family and reunited with Isaac at their father's death. The Bible provides a genealogy of Ishmael's descendants, fulfilling God's promise that Ishmael would become the father of 12 rulers. Genesis 25 names his sons. These 12 sons became the founders of 12 tribal nations, known collectively as the Ishmaelites, who settled across northern Arabia. Ishmael's lineage had strong cultural and trade connections, particularly with Arabian and nomadic tribes. One of the most notable descendants was Kedar, whose lineage is often associated with Arabian tribes and is mentioned in Isaiah 21 and Ezekiel 27. Genesis 25 verse 17 states, Ishmael lived 137 years. He breathed his last and died and was gathered to his people. This is one of the rare instances in Genesis where the phrase gathered to his people is used, which is typically associated with honored patriarchs. Some interpretations suggest Ishmael may have maintained some faith in God, despite being sent away from Abraham's household. His descendants are described as living from Havilah to Shur, opposite Egypt in the direction of Assyria, indicating that they occupied vast territories stretching across the Arabian Peninsula, the Sinai region, and possibly Mesopotamia. The phrase "he settled over against all his kinsmen" suggests that his people maintained a distinct identity, separate from Isaac's lineage. Early Christian historians and church fathers often saw Ishmael as a symbol of the flesh, in contrast to Isaac, who symbolized faith and promise. From what we can gather from both biblical and non-biblical sources, Ishmael's story is one of exile, struggle, fulfillment, and redemption, reminding us that God's promises extend even to those who seem outside the covenant. In contrast to Ishmael, Isaac had two children, and he and Rebekah had to wait for 20 years for these two sons to be born. Esau was born first, red, covered with hair. His appearance was striking. His name means hairy, or red, which would later be associated with Edom. Jacob was born immediately after, grasping Esau's heel, which led to his name, Yaakov, Jacob, meaning heel grabber or supplanter. This was symbolic of his later actions in life. As the boys grew, they developed distinct personalities. Esau became a skilled hunter, a man of the field, representing strength, passion, and impulsiveness. His rugged lifestyle made him a favorite of Isaac, who enjoyed wild game. Jacob was quieter, dwelling in tents, often interpreted as being more contemplative, domestic, and possibly engaged in spiritual matters. Rebekah, who remembered God's prophecy, favored Jacob. Jewish Midrash suggests that Esau was inclined toward violence and immorality from a young age, while Jacob was dedicated to study and piety. Some rabbinic sources claim Jacob studied under Shem and Eber, the great-grandsons of Noah, at a Torah study center, yeshiva, that preserved God's teachings. One of the most famous episodes in their early lives is Esau selling his birthright to Jacob for a meal of lentil stew. In ancient times, the birthright, Bekorah, gave the eldest son a double portion of inheritance and the spiritual leadership of the family. Esau, returning exhausted and hungry from hunting, impulsively sold his birthright to Jacob in exchange for food. This event revealed Esau's disregard for long-term spiritual blessings and Jacob's shrewdness and desire for the covenantal inheritance. Genesis 25 verse 34 states, "Thus Esau despised his birthright." The book of Hebrews later criticizes Esau, calling him godless, for trading something sacred for momentary satisfaction. When Esau was 40 years old, he married two Hittite women, Judith, daughter of Beeri, and Basemath, daughter of Elon. These Canaanite marriages deeply grieved Isaac and Rebekah, as they went against Abraham's directive to keep the family line separate from the surrounding pagan nations. This event demonstrated Esau's defiance of family traditions and further set him apart from the covenant promises given to Abraham's descendants. As Isaac grew older, he prospered in the land of Gerar, where God reaffirmed his covenant. However, tensions continued to rise between Esau and Jacob. Esau, as the firstborn, may have still expected to receive the final patriarchal blessing from Isaac. Jacob, knowing God's prophecy and holding the birthright, was prepared to act to secure the blessing. The stage was set for the deception that would define their futures. As Isaac aged and became blind, he decided to bless Esau, unaware that God had already ordained Jacob as the rightful heir. Isaac instructed Esau to hunt and prepare a meal for him before receiving his final blessing. This blessing was more than just material wealth. It was a divine pronouncement of inheritance, leadership, and prosperity. This moment would lead to one of the most pivotal and controversial events in biblical history, Jacob's deception to receive the blessing. The final years of Abraham's life were marked by faithfulness, wisdom, and preparation for the future. His actions ensured the preservation of God's covenant, from securing Sarah's burial place to arranging Isaac's marriage and wisely dividing his inheritance. The unfolding stories of Isaac, Ishmael, Jacob, and Esau remind us that God's promises are fulfilled in His way and timing, often through unexpected circumstances. Father, thank you for your faithfulness through generations and for fulfilling your promises in ways beyond our understanding. Help us to trust in your divine plan, even when circumstances seem uncertain, and to walk in obedience like Abraham. May we value the spiritual inheritance you offer and seek to live in faith, wisdom, and humility. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.